This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A Colorado immigrant rights leader is advocating in Washington, D.C. today on the 10th anniversary of DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. CPR's Rachel Estabrook has more.
Nearly 14,000 Coloradans currently have DACA status, which temporarily protects immigrants brought to the U.S. as children from deportation. Marissa Molina was the first DACA recipient appointed to a state board in Colorado as a trustee at Metropolitan State University of Denver. She worries DACA could end this year because of an active court case in Texas.
10 years later, we are still waiting for the United States Congress to make permanent legislation to protect Dreamers and DACA recipients.
Immigration authorities are also not currently processing new applications for the program, even for people who qualify because of the court case. Rachel Estabrook, CPR News.
Tougher fire restrictions take effect in the San Juan National Forest today. Fires, barbecues, and charcoal grills will be banned in that part of southwest Colorado, including at campgrounds. Smoking outdoors and fireworks and incendiary ammunition are also prohibited. The National Forest Service says nearly 90% of all wildfires on public lands are started by humans. The fire chief in Aurora is stepping down after 5 years on the job. The city announced Tuesday that Fernando Gray is leaving the department to become the fire chief in Las Vegas. Aurora plans to name an interim fire chief as it searches for a permanent replacement. Hockey's Stanley Cup final begins tonight in Denver. The Colorado Avalanche host Tampa Bay in the first game of a championship series. Tampa Bay is the defending NHL champion. Colorado's last appearance in the final was in 2001 when they beat New Jersey for the Stanley Cup. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have a sunny day and highs today in the 80s. This is CPR News and KRCC.